Hey, Randy, do you think some jobs are funnier than others?
You mean, like, are doctors funnier than firefighters?
Well, sort of. You see, today's legend of comedy started life as an accountant, but then went on to become one of the most beloved comedians of all time.
I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan, and this time our Laugh Track's legend of comedy is Bob Newhart, who did start life as an accountant, but soon after launched a career as a stand-up comedian based on long telephone routines about absurd situations.
Those fictitious routines where he played a solo straight man involved in conversations with other characters led to his breakthrough comedy album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, the first comedy album to make number one on the Billboard charts, and the winner of the Grammy Award for Best Album in 1961. Let's take a listen.
What else, Abe? You change 47 to 87? I understand you need the same thing. Well, Abe, it's sort of like Mark Anthony saying, friends, Romans, countrymen, I've got something I want to tell you. You see?
Well, that album led to many other recordings in the 1960s, a lucrative stand-up career, and numerous television appearances on the Ed Sullivan and Dean Martin shows and The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, which he also hosted more than 80 times.
I'll say that, yeah, I like that. And I like the dress. And she'll say, I've only worn this about 12 times.
That's young. No good deed goes unpunished, as they say. I saw you in a movie.
Of course, this is the first wife, in my case.
Of course. That's it.
Newhart's early success led to a short-lived variety show in 1961, but it was his partnership with MTM Enterprises that led to his greatest show business success with the Bob Newhart Show that ran from 1972 to 1978, and Newhart, which ran from 1982 to 1990, TV shows that made him a comic icon. Here's a clip of Newhart as psychologist Bob Hartley from the classic series.
Dr. Hartley, according to a recently published survey, the average fee for a private session with a psychologist is $40.
That's about right.
Right? I don't think it's right. What other practitioner gets $40 an hour?
My plumber.
In his 90s today, Bob Newhart has remained in the public eye in movies like In-N-Out and Elf, and with numerous TV guest spots. He's a Mark Twain Prize winner for American Humor and a member of the American Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame.
You can find out more about Bob Newhart and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.